Welcome. Today, we're diving into an absolutely critical topic for any modern organization, the foundational principles of data quality management.
I'm so glad we're tackling this. It's one of those things everyone talks about, but few really understand the core beliefs that should drive it. So, where do we start? What's the very first principle?
Right. And these principles, adapted from the ISO 9000 standards, aren't in any strict order, by the way. Their importance can shift over time. But the first one we're discussing is a big one. The primary focus of data quality management is to meet the data quality requirements of its data consumers.
Data consumers. That's an interesting term. We're not just talking about people, are we? I mean, it's individuals. But it could be what? Applications? Machines?
Exactly. It's both. It could be an analyst running a report, or it could be a machine learning algorithm that needs clean data to function. The point is, if you meet their needs, you build trust. You retain customers and stakeholders. It's about creating value with every single interaction.
Got it. So it's about understanding the end user's needs, whether that user is a person or a process. That makes a lot of sense. So if that's the what's the who? Who drives this?
That brings us perfectly to principle number two. Leadership. Leaders at all levels must convey the same purpose and direction. They have to create the conditions where the entire organization is committed to hitting those data quality objectives.
Oh, that is huge. So it's not just a memo from the CEO. It's about every team lead, every manager, aligning on strategies, policies, and crucially, resources to get it done.
Precisely. Without that unified leadership, data quality becomes a side project. With it, it becomes part of the company's DNA. This flows right into the third principle. Stakeholder engagement.
Ah, the classic "it's everyone's responsibility" line. But is it really? I mean, that can sometimes feel like it becomes no one's responsibility.
I see your point, and that's a fair critique. The principle clarifies this. It says you need competent, empowered, and committed stakeholders. For it to truly be everyone's responsibility, you need a framework where employees are respected, recognized for their efforts, and, this is key, empowered to actually raise issues and fix them.
Okay, that I can get behind. So, it's not just a slogan. It's about giving people the power and the pathways to act when they see bad data. You can't just tell someone to care. You have to give them the tools to make a difference.
You nailed it. And that system of tools and pathways is a great segue to our fourth principle, the process approach. Good data quality is achieved more effectively by managing all business and technical activities as interconnected processes in a coherent system.
So, stop thinking of data as isolated incidents. It's not just about cleaning one database over here. It's about understanding the entire life cycle, right? How data is acquired, produced, used, and even destroyed.
Yes, you have to see the whole ecosystem. When you understand how all those processes interact, you can start to optimize the entire system, not just patch individual problems. It's a holistic view. And that leads to principle 5, an ongoing focus on improvement.
This feels critical. It's not a one-and-done project. You can't just fix the data and walk away. The business changes, the data sources change, everything is in motion.
It's always in motion. That's why data quality management has to be a continuous program. You have to constantly reevaluate, adapt to new conditions, and celebrate those incremental successes. It's a journey, not a destination.
Love that. So, we have a focus on consumers, leadership, empowered people, a process view, and continuous improvement. What's next on the list?
Number 6 is one of my favorites because it's about the payoff. Decisions based on data and information analysis will generate the desired results more often.
And I like that it says more often. It's not a magic bullet, but it tilts the odds heavily in your favor. Decision-making is messy, it's uncertain, it can be very subjective.
Incredibly subjective. But when you bring in facts, evidence, and solid data analysis, you move towards objective decision-making. You're replacing "I think" with "I know," or at least the data strongly suggests. It's about making smarter, more confident choices.
Fantastic. That's the ultimate goal, isn't it? To make better decisions. Okay, we're down to the last one. What's the seventh principle?
The seventh principle widens the lens even further. It's about relationship management. For sustained success, an organization has to manage its relationships with its data management tool vendors, data producers, suppliers, and consumers.
Wow, so this goes beyond the walls of the company. You're talking about managing relationships with, say, the company that provides your data cleansing tool, or the third party that sells you market data?
Exactly that. It's about recognizing that your data quality is influenced by external partners. Your third-party data sources, your service consumers, the vendors for your BI tools, they are all part of your data quality ecosystem. You have to manage those relationships for sustained success.
That is such a comprehensive way of looking at it. It's not just an internal IT problem. It's a strategic, organization-wide, and even external-facing discipline. These seven principles really paint a full picture.
They really do. From the end consumer all the way to your external vendors, it's about creating a culture and a system dedicated to quality. And when you do that, the benefits are just immense. That's all the time we have for today. But what a powerful framework to consider. Thank you for listening.
Goodbye.